have some.
I'm passing the baton to you, Rachel.
Hello.
Thank
you. Okay, so I'm quite new to this. I had my training in May, I think, and I have done. I've had the pleasure of being part of two workshops since. The last workshop I did was quite recently, which was a drop-in as part of the Mythical Maze. And I had the library, and I had the amazing opportunity to bring my eldest daughter, who's only four, so you could argue she doesn't actually quite meet the 5 to 11 age category. And I was absolutely blown away. I've been absolutely blown away by all the children. It's fair to say I turned 40 this year, and the reason I volunteered for Green Pig is because I wanted to almost kind of... I have three children under five, and I feel sometimes like a bit of an alien when it comes to young kids, a bit like they look at me and think, you know, she's too old. And I wanted to kind of connect a little bit again, and I've really been able to do that, and I don't feel like an alien so much anymore. So the workshop we did with Kalea, who, you know, is my daughter, she came up with characters. She came up with a story, and yes, I wrote the story for her, but she absolutely amazed me, and she was so proud of this little book that she took home, that it was her first day of primary school today, and she was asked to make a treasure box of three special things, and she took her little Green Pig book into primary school with her.
Oh my God!
And it was the first thing she pulled out, and she spoke... I know, it's crazy. And she told her teacher and all of her new class all about it.
Oh, isn't
and
that
she
so
was so proud. So proud. That's amazing, isn't it? It's so. It's the one thing she wanted to be in there. I know, it's amazing.
Oh. Laura's organized.
Yes.
And we're just talking about what they have experienced as a volunteer helping the Green Pig. This is Rachel.
Hello. So like Laura, the workshops are by far the most amazing part of this and the reason I'm involved. If I had to choose one thing that I think I'd like, if I had the opportunity to wave a magic wand and improve, I just wish we could reach more. Because the main thing that has completely blown me away is we are giving young people opportunities that they might not get elsewhere. And schools do a bloody great job.
Yeah.
But there's only so many hours in a day, and when do these kids get these opportunities to work on films or to write their own books in their own time, in their own way, without those constraints and boundaries that sometimes are applied just as a matter of life? And I just wish that we could offer it to more people more often.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really important. I wish every child could have this opportunity. That's how much I believe in it.
Yeah, lovely. Well, watch the space.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have to follow that.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
You have to hold it as well. I'm nearly finished what I do.
Well, this is a bit awkward because I've only done the induction.
Yeah, but you then came to the celebration.
And I have to say, the induction was great. I absolutely loved it.
Great.
I loved, you know, that kind of being led through the stages that the kids would go through themselves.
Okay.
I found that really exciting.
Okay, that's all really helpful.
And City Life.
Yeah, the opera thing.
The opera,
that was fantastic. And I really, really, really was touched by one of the guys afterwards. I don't know who he was, but he was saying to the kids, look, if you really like this experience, then, you know, think about taking this for... I just thought, you know, because it was like really giving them a massive helping, guiding light. So that was quite impressive. I find the whole thing really exciting. I think the thing that I would wish is the building with the shop front, because I've, you know, the little video in the first induction thing, the shop front with the, you know, there's so much scope for that. And then once you're settled, you know, the little anecdotes that have come from just this, I mean, this is just going to be like a blip, and it will reach more people as well.
Mm.
But once you've got your kind of nest, your home, that's it.
Oh, nest is a good word.
Once we get our nest.
Mm.
hatch many eggs,
really
well. Of many different kinds of creatures.
Much more stable and be able to really, offer much more. Mm. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to.
We estimate we're getting in November.
Okay.
We'll probably start doing our workshops from maybe January.
Fantastic.
But the shop. Maybe a few months to kind of complete the shop, but at least we'll get in there as a sort of white box.
Yeah, fantastic.
And we can start running work, use an office,
clean
office space, and use the workshops. Yeah, so thank you, that's really helpful. Yeah, and the training wasn't too long or boring.
No, it was perfect. It was perfect.
Because it's a lot to cover, but it's actually.
No, I think that was done really, 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 really well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Chloe's really tough when she does her role plays.
Yeah.
Really
woo!
Tough.
You didn't experience a Chloe role play.
I'm quite nervous.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I've seen you perform before and you don't appear nervous at all. Don't give me that. This woman at Sussex Poetry Festival, this woman was like, blew the audience away. Anyway.
Do I say my name?
Yes.
Chloe.
Right.
So I volunteered because I wanted to do something alongside studying that wasn't involved in my own head, I guess. Wanted to work with young people and was interested in writing, and to be honest, whether young people can write, I guess, was something I was interested in. My experience has been really great. In terms of things outside of the workshop, I feel like you've been really supportive, especially you, Julie, like beyond what's necessary. And that's been really nice. I feel like you've become a friend.
Thank
it's really good to have
much.
You in my life.
I love you guys!
I'm really pleased with the amount you've let me get involved with things and the amount of responsibility you've given me. Really appreciate that. And then in terms of the workshops, it's really nice working with the children, and it's nice to see them so kind of quiet and focused on something that's come from themselves rather than something outside of themselves, which I think is really nice. To see them feel confident in their own ideas and be able to like follow that through and put it down onto paper, that's what I think is really nice.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you. I think that's really, really helpful.
What about
you?
What about you?
Well, let's see. I think I would. Sometimes when we don't have an office and we're not working together in the same room, or we're working in our own little heads, like you say, or I'm doing a certain section, I'm working on a cash flow or something like that, and I complain to Branwyn, pulling my hair out. It's so wonderful to go to a workshop or to go to an experience like this, and you feel like there are other people in this world that have the same kind of vision of how we want to co-create the world. So it is kind of, it is a bigger agenda that we have, and I think, you know, I know it's like, oh God, it's American, or it's so, you know, like, oh God, it's American. But actually, no, this is really important, and we have an opportunity to actually do this and to make a difference. Yeah.
Cynical as well, and something that isn't so profit driven. I really like, because when I was working in the theatre, I felt like what was quite draining was it was all about making profits, and it's nice to do something away from that.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not.
But obviously, it's an important thing, but it's not like.
Yeah. That's not what we're. Yeah. That's not what we're about. No, it is. It is. You know, I just think I went through a change in my own personal life as well, and I was kind of, you get to a certain point, you're like, well, what is it that I want to offer? What do I want to do? What do I want to spend time doing? And this is what I'd like to spend my time doing, because it's just so fantastic. So it has been really great to meet other people and like-minded people, and it's really great because the more it spreads, the more actually people get excited about it, and we're sort of spreading the word, and the schools are getting excited about it too, which is nice, because they, you know, as you say, they are wonderful. It's just that they're very heavily burdened by other things that they have to address. So it's really nice to be able to offer them something as well. So my part is the I'm really, the reason why I'm so interested in this